In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, today we're looking at Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel, the first chapter. The beginning of the good news. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You know that Muslims do not believe that God has a son. Their faith says God is one and he has no son. But Mark tells us that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Son of God from all eternity, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah. Let's see what Isaiah says. That's the 40th chapter of Isaiah. Let's see what it says. Comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord, your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry out to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. This is John the Baptist. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Oh yes, Lord, reveal your glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. The glory of God shines on the face of Jesus, and all the people shall see the glory of God together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice cries out, and I said, what shall I cry? All men are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Do you understand that? The word of God will stand forever. Get up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Let's see what it is. See, the Lord comes with might, yes, might, and his arm rules for him with power. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. Let's see what kind of power the Lord has. He will feed the flock like a shepherd. Oh, shepherd power. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosoms and gently lead the mother sheep. This is shepherd power. I want to look at John 10, verse 11. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Oh, yes. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. You know, there's another translation that says, I am a good shepherd. No, it is not a. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He did that on the cross. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because he's a hired hand, that does not care for the sheep. Oh Lord, make me not a hired hand, but a good shepherd. I am a good shepherd, I pray. Jesus is the good shepherd. The good shepherd. Oh yes. He is the only one that saves by dying on the cross, by being buried, and by being raised from the dead. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Do you know him today? Do you know, not know of him, do you know him today? Tell the Lord, I want to know you. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. See, there will be one flock and one shepherd. Hallelujah. Shepherd power, that's the power of God. That's the power of Jesus. Shepherd power, not power for its own sake, but power to care for the people of God. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you." That's John the Baptist. "Who will prepare your way." The voice of one crying out in the wilderness. That's Isaiah 40. "Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight." John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to John and were baptized by him in the River Jordan. Oh yes, for the remission of their sins, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with a camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. And he ate locusts and wild honey. I've told you locusts is the fruit of the locust tree. They look like black beans. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I," that's Jesus, "is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals." Oh, John knew who he was, and John knew who he wasn't. I am a voice. I am not worthy to unsnap his sandals. I tell you, we need to know who we are and who we're not. I am not the bishop. I am Father Tom. I am a priest of the Archdiocese of Boston. I belong to Jesus Christ as well as to the Archdiocese of Boston. I am not the bishop. The bishop is Father Bishop O'Malley. Cardinal Sean O'Malley. "I have baptized you with water," John says, "but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." How we need that Jesus would baptize his people with the Holy Spirit, because that's when the power comes. That's when we receive ministries. Oh yes, that's when God does his work in us to show the world that Jesus is Lord. How we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. How do we get it? You get on your knees and ask the Lord, "Baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Baptize me in the Holy Spirit. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to know what you want me to know. I want to go where you want me to go. Give me that baptism of the Holy Spirit." John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. And just as he was coming out of the water, he saw the heavens were opened and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved." Do you know that Jesus is not only the Son of God, but he's the Beloved of the Father? "And you, in you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him into the wilderness. he was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Mark is writing to the people in Rome, and they are going to be, many of them, in the wild beasts, with the wild beasts, the lions that will eat them. And Mark says Jesus was with the wild beasts, and just as the Spirit was with Jesus, the Holy Spirit will be with you as you are being eaten by the lions. Oh, yes. How we need to know that God, who fills us with the Holy Spirit, would never leave us nor forsake us. How we need to know the power of Jesus Christ and the power of the resurrection. Mark 1:14. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel, proclaiming the good news of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near to you. Repent and believe the gospel." Repent and believe the good news. Oh, yes, the good news is that Jesus Christ is Lord. The good news is that he comes to give us the kingdom of God. As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. This is Simon and Andrew, brothers. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately, the scripture says, they left their nets and followed Jesus. Immediately. What about you? What about me? Do we immediately leave everything behind to follow Jesus? I tell you, we need to follow Jesus radically at the root of our being. We need to follow Jesus radically. As he went a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, so there's Jimmy and Johnny, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. This Jesus must have been so charismatic that just the call of people, they would leave everything to follow Jesus. What about us? I want to use everything I've been given for the kingdom of God. I want to use everything I've been given spiritually for the kingdom of God. I want to use everything I have been given monetarily for the kingdom of God. Oh, yes. I want to use all that I know, all my knowledge, for the kingdom of God. Chapter 1, verse 21. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. And I'm telling you, Jesus did not teach 8 minutes. Jesus taught hours. He taught for hours, and sometimes for days. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. I tell you, the church has been given that authority to preach the word of God. Whether we use it or not is another issue. The authority has been given to Jesus, and Jesus gives the authority to the church. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are." Oh, the devil knows Jesus. "The Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Shut up, be silent, and come out of him." He does not want PR work from the devil. He wants PR work from the children of God. And the unclean spirit convulsed him, crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed. Why? And they kept on asking one another, "What is this, a new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." I received today a call that I had prayed for a young girl with anorexia just recently, and she's been healed. That's authority in the name of Jesus. Oh, not because I'm me, because Jesus has given me the authority through the church. Oh, yes. And this authority is to be used not for myself, but for the world, but for the kingdom, but for the church, for the everybody who hears the word of God. At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. His fame, what do you think happens? They hear of the authority of Jesus and they want to touch him. They all have their own demons. They all have their own sicknesses. They want to touch Jesus. They need him. They want to follow him. And they go wherever he is. They go looking for Jesus. I wonder if we're looking for Jesus today. I wonder. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever. They didn't have Z-Packs then. Fevers would kill people. And they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her. That's authority. And she began to serve them. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? That Simon's mother-in-law, here's just, he took her hand and raised her hand, and she was immediately healed. And then she goes to serve the chicken soup to people, to Jesus, to John, to Andrew, to Simon, to James. Yes, I tell you, this is real. This is real. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick, or who were possessed with demons. And the whole city was gathered around the door, and he cured many who were sick with various diseases. Oh, yes. There were no Z-Packs. There were no operations. They would bleed people, literally bleed people, to get the bad blood out of them. That would probably kill many of the people because of infections. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons, that he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. Jesus tells us in Luke's gospel, if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then you know that the kingdom of God has come upon you. Oh yes, Jesus casts out demons by the finger of God, and the kingdom of God has come upon you. Verse 35, in the morning, while it was still very dark, Jesus got up and went out to a deserted place. There he prayed. Oh, yes. He is not only God, he is man. And he, what? Needs to pray to God because he is a man. And he needs to get up early to pray to the Lord, to pray to his Father. And Simon and his companions hunted for Jesus. When they found him as he was praying, they said to him, everyone is searching for you. In other words, come on, stop your praying. Everyone is searching for you. He answered, let us go to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do. In other words, listen, I'm going to the neighboring towns to proclaim the kingdom of God, to cast out demons, to heal the sick. And he went throughout Galilee proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. A leper came up to him, begging him, and kneeling, he said to him, if you choose, you can make me clean. What do you think Jesus is going to say? I choose. Be thou made clean. Be clean of this leprosy. Oh yes, he had power over the leper. He had power over the deaf. He had power over the blind. He had power over the lame. He had power over the sickness. He had power, authority. And that authority has been given to you and to me as members of the church. Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I do choose, be made clean. The word of God does not return void. The leprosy left immediately. the leprosy left the leper immediately, and he was made clean. After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone," and you know, just tell somebody, don't say anything to anyone, and that's exactly what they're not going to do. They're going to do the opposite. "But go and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the word, so that Jesus could not go into any town openly, but stayed out in the country, and people came to him from every quarter. And this is amazing. This should be happening in every church, that the power of God is upon us, in the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus has given us, his Holy Spirit, to do the things that he did. How do we do them? We declare them done. We've been praying for Priscilla's mother. Her name is Donna. She just broke her hip. She's about 92 years old. And I have prayed with her. Maria prayed with her. And we are believing God for a medical miracle. A medical miracle. She's going to be operated on today. And guess what she's doing? She's singing and smiling. She loves the Lord. She's the one that told me, you know what they need in the church in Arizona? The baptism of the Spirit. I said, you know what? You are absolutely right. Her name is Donna. Pray for Donna today, that she have a medical miracle, because she is one of the faithful people of the kingdom of God. Chapter 2. When he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home, that's in Peter's house. So many gathered around that there was no longer room for them, not even in front of the door. And he was speaking the word to them. People came from everywhere. Why does he speak the word? I tell you, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then some people came bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them, but they can't get in because the place is mobbed. So what did they do? And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and after having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. I tell you, what kind of friends do you have? Do you have friends that bring you to Jesus like these four men? Or do you have friends that you gossip with? Stop gossiping. Start bringing people to Jesus. Start bringing your friends. Have them come to you and you go to them, that they love the Lord. How are your friends? If they bring you to Jesus, keep them. If they bring you away from Jesus, dump them. Dump them. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Well, this is going to bother the scribes. Now, some of the scribes were there, and the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, "Why does this fellow speak in this way? It is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Little do they know who Jesus is, true God and true man, Son of God and Son of Mary. At once, Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were discussing these questions among themselves, and he said to them, "Why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or say, 'Stand up and take your mat and walk'? And so that you may know that the Son of Man," that's Jesus, the Son of the Father, the Son of Man, "has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go your home." And he stood up and immediately took the mat and went out before all of them, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." I tell you how we need to see things like this. This is part of the gospel. Not only the words of the gospel, but the power of the gospel. That's why we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So let's pray. Father, in the name of your Son, the beloved, Jesus Christ, pour out upon us the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Fill us with the joy of salvation. Let us know how much you care for us. Heavenly Father, pour out upon all your people the gift of the Holy Spirit. Do it now, we pray. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.